Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Did you know that every year, thousands and thousands of trademark applications are rejected by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office? Of course, many thousands of trademark applications are registered or become registered each year at the USPTO, but many are also rejected. Now, sometimes those rejections are overcome and turn into approved applications and registrations. But the sheer volume of applications, which is hundreds of thousands a year, means that many thousands are rejected. I want to share with you today a few tips on how to reduce the likelihood of your trademark application being rejected at the USPTO. Of course, I'm biased, but the first tip is that I recommend you use an attorney, and not just any attorney, but one who has experience and significant experience dealing in the field of trademark and filing trademark applications. Using an attorney to guide you through the long and complicated process will help reduce the odds of rejection. Another important tip to reduce those odds is to conduct a proper search before filing the application. The reason to conduct a search is to know if there's any potential obstacles, potential conflicts, and how that might impact the application filing or the application filing strategy. In filing the application, you also want to avoid improper or poor descriptions of the goods and services. An overly broad description or an improper description is going to greatly improve the odds of a refusal from the Patent and Trademark Office. Filing for a trademark that consists of only descriptive words that are common in your industry is also going to significantly increase the chances of a rejection. So, to reduce the odds of such a rejection, it would be to file for more creative brand names or slogans and avoid ones that are merely descriptive. Another issue that causes a lot of applications to be rejected every day, every year, is the failure to submit proper evidence of use at the proper time during the application process. So it's important to work with someone, if you work with an attorney, who knows what proper evidence looks like and how proper evidence is captured and filed with the Patent and Trademark Office during the application process. And finally, one tip to help reduce the odds of a rejection from the Patent and Trademark Office is to monitor the status. Now, you can do that manually, or you can use software, or many law firms and attorneys use a docketing system that has automated software that will connect to the Patent and Trademark Office and help to monitor the status, and most importantly, docket and take care of any deadlines to respond or to file something with the Patent and Trademark Office during the process. That can be more complicated than it sounds because there can be a lot of deadlines and they're often not imminent. There's many six-month deadlines that are easy to push out of sight, out of mind at first, and then to forget about when the actual deadline is approaching. So these are just a few tips for how you can reduce the odds of a rejection from the Patent and Trademark Office. Again, every year there are thousands and thousands of filings at the Patent and Trademark Office. Many get rejected, many get approved, and many of those that get rejected can be overcome and dealt with and responded to and hopefully become an approved registration. If you'd like to work together and talk about how we can reduce the odds of your trademark application getting rejected, let's chat about it. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.